But in this part of the country, if you said you'd had beans, well, I might say green beans. I cook green, fresh green beans a lot of times. Snap them. You snap your beans. Mm-hmm. But frijoles, of course, are well.
So the butter, I've heard this before, that the butter beans are the same as lima beans.
Yes.
Huh.
And yet there's some difference. Now, lima beans are big. Yeah, they're more butter beans. They're white.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others, a lot of times, the little green beans, those are the younger lima beans, I guess, or green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, snap beans, green beans are, what's another word for green beans? I guess I've used it many a time. Snap beans, green beans, I guess. Isn't that funny? I think of another word, I can't think. Somebody was just talking about cutting some green beans the other day.
Are they the bigger than green beans? Are they the pole beans?
No, I've heard of pole beans. I've never had a lot of those. Green beans are and butter beans are more what you call the lima beans,
mm-hmm.
and all.
Mm-hmm.
Green beans would be what I'm very fond of, are green beans, and I want to say string beans is what they call
right.
green beans a lot.
Right, I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you do. You break off the ends and break them up into pieces, string.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a vegetable that's sort of a red-purplish color, and you can slice it up, and sometimes you buy it canned, and sometimes you buy the juice.
Beets?
Yeah.
Beets,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a vegetable that grows under the ground, and it's brown and has eyes.
Potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, new and old potatoes.
Yeah.
Irish potatoes and new potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And the yellow vegetable that's about this big is called
squash.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
different varieties of squash.
Yeah. What does squash encompass? I mean, what when somebody says squash to you, what do you think of?
Well. I think of the vegetable, I guess, but they're different kinds. And there's.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to fix a little, they call it green squash, a little, and then there's a yellow hookneck squash.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that other squash, you bake it, and I've never fixed it a great deal. There's a hookneck squash, it grows, it has sort of a hookneck.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little green summer squash, spring little green squash that I like to fix. Then there's a yellow squash.
There's
a number of varieties
ones.
Of squash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And some that are like more pumpkin-like.
That's right. Yes.
Would you call those also squash?
Yes, yes. And I'm trying to think. I remember my daughter fixed that one time. You cook it, and then you scoop it out, mix it all up.
The little pumpkin ones? Or
now, the little green ones, those old summer squash. Those are called
uh-huh.
old summer. Then there's the yellow squash, the yellow. And then there's this other that you bake that fix. I've never had it very much. What did they call
acorn?
It?
Acorn squash?
Yeah, I guess it would be acorn
yeah,
squash.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh,
I like
yes.
to those every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that would be.
Inside of a cherry is a little hard thing. It's
pit.
Called,
mm-hmm. Cherry pit.
How about inside of a peach?
Well, that would be a peach stone, I guess. I remember my sister-in-law used to, when she'd put up peaches, she would make peach preserves.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I never knew why. She would sometime break the peach seed and put the inside of the seed in with her preserves, and it gave it a taste.
Oh my goodness!
And I don't know why.
That's
I don't know
poisonous.
What it did, but she would put in like you, and in the middle there's it's kind of, it looks kind of like an almond.
You know, what do you call that the thing in the middle of a peach?
I don't know. I guess it
would. Well, it
is
kind of like an almond.
Uh huh. It looks
it's,
kind of like almond. Yeah. And I remember we said why, and she said, well, it just gives it a flavor. But
you know what it is? It's an almond flavor, and it's cyanide. It's the poison cyanide.
Oh, my land.
Yeah. That's why some kids sometimes will break open those seeds,
yes,
and they'll
anything.
Eat the thing inside, and they'll die from it.
I never heard that. Maybe
yeah.
she didn't break it open. Maybe she put those. I don't
my
remember.
Goodness.
It's been so long ago.
But you could get that almond flavor from
But if, I don't know.